Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When someone gives you advice, one of the first issues you face is this. Does he really know what he's talking about? You want to know if the person telling you what to do has had experience. Is he only an armchair expert, or has he been in the dirt where the battle takes place? There's no expert on parenting like the old maid aunt who has never had a child of her own. She knows it all. The only problem is that her advice has not been born of practical experience. Thus, when you read the words of Psalm 37, where David told us we are to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him, his advice takes on significance when you understand what he went through himself. David, the 8th son of Jesse, was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king. Yet the path to the throne wasn't an easy one. Following his victory over Goliath, the Philistine giant who vexed the army of Israel, David had a few brief moments or days of peace. Then he became a fugitive who had to flee from Saul, who was intent on killing him. Thinking that David was trying to usurp his throne, Saul hunted David for 7 long years. David became so depressed that he actually went to the Philistines, Israel's perennial enemy, and volunteered to fight on their side. How far can you go in giving up your dream? David had known repeated confrontations with evil. Yet his heart was not filled with hatred towards Saul or bitterness with God. Instead of blaming God, he turned to him as his refuge, his hiding place, and his strength. So when David says, "Rest in the Lord," you know that advice comes from a man who had learned to do this through great times of testing. The word which is translated to rest is an interesting one. It means quiet down, or be still and stop your striving. You can do that when you believe that God, neither chance nor fate, is in control, and that He in His time will honor His promise and see you through your difficulty. Elizabeth Elliot tells of a woman who was going through a divorce which threatened her future. Of course she was disturbed. She could neither eat nor sleep. Repeatedly she cried out to God for peace and consciously tried to turn loose and let the whole outcome rest in His strong hands. It's the only way you find real peace in the midst of the storm. Rest, says Elizabeth Elliot, is a divine gift. But it's up to you to enter that rest as an act of your own will and volition. It isn't something that God does for you, it's something you do as you refuse to let worry take your peace of mind and you put your welfare in God's hands. Question: if you were adrift on a tiny life raft on a stormy ocean somewhere, and a boat, sails filled with fierce wind, came alongside you, and Jesus cried out, "Come here, take my hand and get in our boat," would you hesitate? That's the step of faith that is necessary to leave the frail refuge of worry, allowing ourselves to be lifted to the place of His rest. The Bible says simply that the disobedient never enter into His rest. Staying outside the palace of the king in the storm with no shelter makes no sense at all when you can enter the palace and find rest for your weary soul. Why worry when you can put your worries in His hands and enter into His rest? Think about it. So often we struggle with situations that only God can change. Our worry, of course, doesn't eliminate the problem. It only destroys our peace of mind. Entering into His rest is an act of the will. It is something that you choose to do, rejecting worry and pleading your case with the Almighty, who alone can change the future. Think about it, friend. It can change your life.